Man, spending all day looking at hot men on Instagram.
Someone's hot and bothered.
Steve Langdon, bobsleigh duo. Mm.
Hey, it's Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We sure do appreciate it. And as a special treat, I'm going to introduce you to one of my very favorite people in the whole world, Camilla from our sales team. Hey, girl. This is our second cut of this commercial. And what did you just say?
I said not everything's a winner the first time. That's why my parents had four kids.
So your older siblings getting thrown under the bus.
I mean, I plead the fifth.
Okay, cool. So Camilla and I really hardcore bonded over my favorite murder.
Murders.
We bonded
murders
over...
Murders and serial killers.
Yeah, it's bad. We bonded over like the number one most horrifying thing in the whole world.
It's so interesting though.
It is super interesting. Like anyone who says they're not into true crime is
they're
a liar.
Lying.
I'm talking to you listening right now. You're a liar.
Liars.
Yeah. So if you are interested in advertising in our podcast, it's actually a lot more affordable than you'd think it is. And it reaches a fair amount of people, right?
Well, and the great thing about the podcast is you have people that are loyal listeners that are looking for the podcast. They're tuning in every day just specifically to find this content.
Yeah. So, and people are, I feel like, really willing to listen to a quick 60 or 30 second or 60
second. And you guys are hilarious. So,
and we're funny. We're just
a
good time all
around.
You are
a great time.
So, Camilla, if someone wants to advertise on our podcast, how do they get a hold of you?
So, either email or phone. Phone number is 801-596-4174. Or my email is Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, at bwaymedia.com.
I'll drop the email in the podcast description. So if you want to get a hold of her, head over to the description. And one more time, what's that phone number?
801-596-4174.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Mixed Morning Fix is
on the air.
Monday, we're doing it again. Good morning, February 12th, 2018. John, Justin, Jackson, the gang is all here. The countdown is on for Valentine's Day. We're just 2 days away from that.
Hmm.
Two days. That's it.
Happened quick, didn't it?
I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
I told you. You and I are going to Walgreens. We're gonna split a box of chocolates.
Right. It's going to happen.
Right. Exactly. Traffic looking good this morning. Speaking of Valentine's Day, if you have not seen Jackson's Valentine's Day video that's up on Facebook, I think it's a way to get everyone in the right mood.
Yeah.
And mind frame.
Yeah. If you're single out there, a lot of single people feel really bad about themselves on Valentine's Day. I'm like, why? You have it the best. It's so great. And I'm going to tell you all the reasons it's great to be single on Valentine's Day.
That's facebook.com/mix1051 Utah. Justin, I got to check in with you. The last I talked to you, we were on the phone with each other. And you fell. And I never heard from you again. So I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, when's the last time? I mean, we've all done it, but when's the last time you went all the way? You tripped and you went all the way down.
You went all the way.
All the way down. Phone went sliding across the ground. I'm like, holy. I'll call you back.
It was almost exactly a year ago. I remember very clearly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It happened so fast. I was like, holy cow, what just happened? I was on the ground. I'm like,
you're standing up at one moment, and then the next, you were
walking into this place. I was talking to John on the phone, and I tripped on their rug. Going in, and then my phone went flying, and I'm like on the ground. I'm like, holy cow. And that's just what it was. John probably had no idea what was going on. I was just like, I'll call you back.
And that's just so embarrassing, too, because you're looking around the store like, no one's looking at me, right? Don't make eye contact.
Right.
Who was around you?
Just Morgan and the lady working on the inside. She didn't look at me weird when I walked in, but he had to snicker behind me for the next 20 minutes.
Oh, I bet your son was all over it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you wait till he goes down. He's never going to hear the end of it. We're going to talk about it all morning.
Seriously, we were on the phone, and Justin was like, yeah. So I went, ah!
Yeah.
And then it's like a minute
That's
of silence
really
as he's like clawing towards his phone.
Yeah, because you're like, what the hell just happened? And why am I on the ground?
But you're okay, right?
Yeah,
nothing
I'm
broken?
All right.
Yeah, just
sniper, man.
Ego. Yeah, ego is a little bruised.
Yeah.
Jackson, did you have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend.
Okay.
Got tricked into going out on Friday night.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Because I got a text from you late Friday night.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that. I was texting a lot of people on Friday night. But yeah, like my friends who can normally never do anything.
Yeah.
I text them. We all make good faith efforts to go out, but we all know it's not going to happen. So on Friday, I was like, what are you guys up to? Just so I could get the credit for reaching out.
Of course, yeah.
And then they were all like, no, we're free. I'm like, oh, crap. Now I have to leave my house. Like, I didn't mean to. I woke the beast.
They'll teach you.
Yeah.
I was asked at a broadcast over at Volkswagen Southton on Friday about the poop dollar. which I forgot we even had the poop dollar here. If you missed it, this was almost a year ago.
And people really that got attached to the poop
they
dollar.
They did get attached to the poop dollar. It was a crumpled up dollar bill that sat in our break room for over a week.
Yeah, no one wanted to touch it.
And everyone was afraid to touch it because we don't trust anyone in this building.
No.
And so you're like, there's no reason for a dollar bill to be sitting here unless someone's about to punk you.
Right.
In a big way.
Like you take the dollar, the boss comes out, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jackson told a story about how he once found a crumpled up dollar bill on the ground.
Yeah. Pick it up. Was like, yeah, my lucky day. My life's turning around.
You make a dollar.
It was like really heavy. I was like, there's got to be more money in here. So I open it up. And from the rooftops of the alley next to me, a bunch of frat boys start screaming, poop dollar! And there was feces inside that dollar. I was very upset.
But you kept the dollar.
No, I dropped it. I turned it. I'm like, very funny, guys. And I got in my car.
The old poop dollar.
Yeah.
So it was so random that, a listener came up to ask, like, whatever happened to it? I don't know.
It just disappeared.
One day, it just disappeared.
I think it didn't survive one of the weekends, and then it ended up being gone.
And that was the end of that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking you, how does the story end? A 46-year-old guy named Jason from Washington called the cops. This was Sunday afternoon to report that his TV had been stolen. But when the cops got there, they figured out what really happened. What happened to the TV? How does the story end?
Well, it was simple. He was watching the first two Fifty Shades movies.
Mm-hmm.
The TV got too hot, and it melted right there.
I get it, man. As a fan of those movies.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Jackson.
Uh-huh. Goodness gracious. Well, the cat crawled up onto the credenza and started batting at the TV. And TVs are so thin anymore that it just fell and landed right behind the credenza.
Didn't know it was there.
Yeah, why would you stop to think about, oh, maybe the TV fell behind?
Right.
That's
silly. No,
you wouldn't
do that.
The credenza. I looked it up. That's what it really is,
you,
by the way.
You call the cops first. You ask questions later.
That's right.
That's how you do it. Let's see. Some guesses. He was watching sports cabal. How do you say it?
Sports kitball.
Ugh. And the ref made a poor call, so he threw his beer at the TV, broke it. He tried to hide the evidence in the trash, but it was sticking up.
First of all, great use of the word sports get ball.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, that's very well what could have happened.
Was it aliens? Possibly.
Yeah.
He never even owned a TV in the first place.
Ooh.
Oh, snap. Trying to get a free one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
Jason had broken into his neighbor's place the day before and stolen that TV. Plus an Xbox and some other stuff.
Well, if you're going to get one, you might as well take it
all. Yeah.
The neighbor suspected it was him, so she went by his place on Sunday morning and let the daughter in, who stole the TV back.
Sure. How old is this daughter?
I don't know. So Jason came home and saw the TV missing, and he called the cops. If you're keeping track, he called the cops to report the TV that he had stolen had been stolen
from him.
Well,
they don't know that yet.
Well, I guess he assumed that as well, because I don't know what he was hoping for the outcome, but he was arrested for burglary, theft, and malicious mischief. So
gotcha. It
didn't go well for him this time around. That is how the story ends.
You know what? He's a smart thief, isn't he?
He tried. He did try,
we'll give him that.
Hey, I'm living at my in-laws right now, my mother-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all stuck in there. My whole family, in-laws, Grandma Dolores. Like seven dogs. So my mother-in-law decided, as we all are living here, to expand the basement.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. Sure. So we also have construction going on right now. And they had the plumbers in as they're working on the bathroom downstairs. And the plumber bought this big concrete cutter.
Okay.
To go work. I don't really know what it is. I don't know what it does. But he was pretty excited about it on Friday.
Right, because he had to cut the concrete to get to the drain.
Yes, exactly. And so he had like a small one. He's like, no. I just invested in this big one. This is industrial size. It's going to make the project go that much quicker.
Was he like, son, can you help me haul this in?
He actually had his son come down to help him haul it in. And they were down there cutting the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We were gone. Kids were at school. I was here with you guys. Turns out that this concrete cutter creates a lot of exhaust.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a gas-powered one.
And when you're downstairs in a poorly ventilated area...
Oh, no.
That is not a safe place to be.
He gassed himself?
No!
What?
Luckily, his son was there. to get him to the hospital.
Yeah, holy cow.
He was probably loopy too.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was able to drive. The plumber has been in like a chamber all weekend long.
Oh, that's kind of my dream.
To try.
That kind of sounds amazing. I'm sorry.
To get his oxygen levels back to normal. Like he's in a bubble.
That is nuts.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really one of the craziest stories.
I know.
Like you see that stuff on the news, but never in your own basement.
So, you know, we get home and we're hearing about all this. And now every window in the house is opened up. The fans are on. And all night long, I'm like, I need to go get a canary and put it down in the basement.
Yeah, no joke.
But I figured like the dogs would go first.
They would go, yeah.
Right.
Especially with Sadie.
Sadie, you sleep in the basement tonight.
Sadie's heart isn't great.
No.
I'm sure her lungs aren't much better.
No. Sadie, go downstairs.
Yeah, hang out down there, girl. Poor Sadie.
The plumber's supposed to be out today. And I don't know when he's coming back, if ever.
Man, what do you do? Do you like... What say if, welcome back, or do you give him a gift?
Like, I can't help but just go to like,
survived.
What if it went worst?
Well, that's true.
Where we just come home?
Yeah,
you got a plumber laying down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
It's so scary. Don't use gas or any exhaust in your home, you guys.
That's good advice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
like don't grill things in your house.
I wonder what he's going to do now with his new tool.
I think he's going to fire it back up and continue the job.
Okay.
Sure.
As I told my mother-in-law, so how much does this push back the project? Like, yeah. Where are we at on, like, the finish date?
Well, 3 days at this point.
As we get to Justin's showbiz beef.
Yeah, it's all brought to you by Clean Boost Fuel Pills. It's going to help improve economy plus increase performance while using the same gas, easy to use and easy to buy. Get them at GetFuelPills.com. So the Winter Olympics kicked off. 28.3 million people watched the opening ceremonies.
Were either of you part of the 28.3 million?
Yes.
Accidentally.
Oh, good. Because you said you probably weren't going to
No,
watch.
I didn't think I was going to, but they had it on at the bar, so it
Got
is
it.
What it is.
What'd you think of it, Justin?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought they did a nice job. You know what I really enjoyed? And maybe they've done this in the past and I just forgot. When they call the country, they had a little map, and it would like a globe, and it would show you where it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was
nice.
Like, you know, a lot of those ones that you've never heard of, you're like, oh, well, that's where it's at.
That's where Moldova is. Got
right.
It.
No, it turns out I don't know where anyone is outside of, like, Germany.
No. You're like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's where
yeah.
Germany
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Parade of Nations more than I thought I would. It was actually really cool because it's just, like, every nation in the world sent their most beautiful people.
Yeah.
And they just parade them out with a light show. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could get into sports football
See?
If it was all just looking at pretty people.
Yeah, did you hear him say, too, that the jackets of the U.S. team were heated?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
To me, I thought, I'm like, oh, is it like having an electric blanket?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm like, that'd be so good.
Well, it was negative, what, 20?
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Something like that during the opening ceremonies? I just kept thinking about the poorer countries. They didn't have heated jackets.
No.
We have Tommy Hilfiger doing ours, but like...
Right, they but just, what does Moldova do?
Right.
Do you need to help them? How about help them out a little bit? Katie Couric, I thought she did a nice job.
She's getting grief this morning.
What did she do?
I'm going to play for you the clip. This was she was talking about the Netherlands.
Right.
I'll play for you the clip, and then I'll tell you why she's getting grief.
Next is the Netherlands. It's probably not a newsflash to tell you the Dutch are really, really good at speed skating. All but five of the 110 medals they've won have been on the speed skating oval. Now, why are they so good, you may be asking yourselves? Because skating is an important mode of transportation in a city like Amsterdam, which sits at sea level. As you all know, it has lots of canals that can freeze in the winter. So for as long as those canals have existed, the Dutch have skated on them to get from place to place, to race each other, and also to have fun.
So Katie Couric was explaining that they have a lot of frozen canals, and everyone just skates on them as transportation in
that
the wintertime.
Can't be the truth.
It's not true at all.
But that means that, okay, Katie Couric obviously didn't write that.
No, she was reading the script.
She was reading copy that someone gave her.
Someone did poor research,
right.
And Katie Couric read it.
Well, just think how nice of a job she's doing reading a bunch of copies. She's probably got 250 sheets of paper in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to say something about every country.
Totally.
I mean, she's like, she's just reading what somebody put in front of her.
Yeah.
So that editor is fired, right? Like... That,
I hope so.
That writer did not keep his job.
Listen, if you're Katie Couric, you're going, come on, you're making me look stupid up there.
Yeah. So anybody that's giving her flack, I'd be like, I didn't write it. I'm just doing my job.
I'm just trying
to read.
I read
the paper.
Right.
But there was a U.S. figure skater that became the first American woman to do a triple axel in the Olympics. Third one ever to land it.
Oh, snap.
So,
did you guys notice that they pulled back Johnny Weir? from commentating?
No.
Because everyone on Twitter just lit him
up. Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was being so mean.
That Friday night or Thursday night, he was just so harsh. You know, I saw an interview with him and he's like, I'm allowed to be. I was that good, so I can talk like this.
But you know,
no, you still don't get to talk like that.
That's probably just his personality. If you weren't watching the Olympics over the weekend, I know what the other thing you were doing. You were watching 50 Shades Freed. $38.8 million for the opening weekend.
Don't woo that movie, Jonathan.
It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
You two both saw it, right?
Yes.
And I had an idea. We haven't done this in a long time, but we'll do dueling reviews coming up this morning.
Okay.
Oh, what's a dueling review?
It's where we go back and forth on how great or how bad something is. We haven't done one in a long time.
No, I'll tell you all about it, but it's good.
Okay.
And so we'll do dueling reviews.
I'm excited.
John, what time do you want to do it?
8:20.
Okay, 8:20.
Okay.
This morning.
Perfect.
John and Jackson, head-to-head.
Yeah!
Reviewing 50 Shades.
So we're going to see who can be more negative or more positive between me and John. You have no idea what kind of battle you're walking into, Jonathan.
Right, that's the showbiz beat.
All right, thanks, Justin. The number one film at the box office for the weekend, 50 Shades Freed. This is the third of the 50 Shades trilogy. Of course, the books have been out for quite a few years now. And I'm going to warn you right now, we're going to get into some spoilers.
Yeah, I'm going to straight up just tell you how it ends.
The reason why I don't mind doing this, I feel like a lot of people have read the books.
Yeah.
Did they become popular from the book first? Or the movie kind of primed the whole thing?
No, it was books. Like the best-selling book for a very long time.
Yeah. So I went with my wife Jen yesterday, and we saw the film. Jackson, you went with some friends yesterday as well. And we both came out of the movie with such different opinions of the film.
Yeah. And keep in mind, I love 50 Shades of Grey movies because I know they're trash.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in expecting them to be trash. They very rarely disappoint me, except for this one.
And I thought this was the best one of all three 50 Shades.
Man, it sucks how wrong you are.
So we present to you dueling reviews of 50 Shades Freed. Let me start by saying that you get to see a rich guy spend an ungodly amount of money just on fun things. Like watching the film, he buys houses and cars and goes on trips, and there's so much cash, and you just get lost in the world of like, what if I had this kind of money?
Oh, that's a good point.
It is so fun to watch.
John Watkins gets lost in that world. Okay, well, let me tell you, sir, about the ice cream incident. There's a scene in this movie where they're smearing ice cream all over each other, and it's supposed to be all hot,
yeah,
it's supposed to be
are.
All sexy. But the whole time, all I could think about is, they must be so sticky.
It was a thriller. It was not just a romantic adventure. This one almost felt like James Bond meets 50 Shades of Grey.
It's like, wow, you're going to throw Bond into this.
Yes, there were high-speed chases guns and more.
Man!
Quickly, again, I would just like to remind you that this is a spoiler alert. At the end of the movie, there's a package from his PI that's all about the big car chase and everything that they were on.
Yes.
And then in the back of it was just, they found where your birth mom is. And then they go visit her grave, and that's it. Like, out of nowhere, they just go visit his dead birth mom's grave.
It was closure.
Okay, so 2 seconds of the whole series is going to be closure for him?
Which brings me to my last point. It was actually quite romantic at the end. I loved the ending. Christian Grey changed throughout the three movies to a man who truly loved this girl.
No, bring it all home controlling.
Tie it all together?
No.
Can I give you my final
point? Let's hear your
How
final
about
point.
This? When she goes to cut his hair, she uses way too much shampoo. But, like, I have never seen anyone use so much shampoo on a dude's hair. And then guess what? She never cuts his hair.
They get sidetracked.
Still looks like a mess.
Justin, will you be seeing 50 Shades Freed?
Oh, probably not.
No, okay.
Don't do it.
I'd give it about 2.5 out of 4 stars.
I will give it a firm 1 star.
So let's do it. Justin, you're 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, over the weekend, I watched a program about beavers.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was the best damn program I've ever seen.
Best damn program. Great job, Justin.
Thank you for a Monday.
Friday at 10 a.m., the whole office shut down. I don't think we were the only office either that shut down.
No.
Because I know my wife's place was the same way. Tickets for Hamilton went on sale.
Bets as to who that benefits. The very seat of government where Hamilton sits.
Not true.
Ooh, if the shoe fits, wear it.
So I know that Jen went online and tried to buy the Hamilton tickets.
Was she on that online waiting room?
She was on the queue.
Okay.
And the way it was just random that they would pick you.
Yeah, so the people that were in our office were watching the monitor for this.
I don't know one person who did the online queue who got tickets.
No kidding.
No one in this office, and I know no one at Jen's office either, who were in the online queue.
Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Now, some people in our building decided to walk down the street to Eccles Theater to actually go wait in line for Hamilton tickets.
Right, because we're about a block and a half away.
Including Monroe, who's on after us here. Mm-hmm. Jackson, you were down there just to say hi.
Yeah, I was thinking, I thought I was just going to go quick, hey, what's up? Because Wes and Monroe were both there. Wes, who does a lot of our videos. And when I got there, I was in awe. I could not believe how many people were in line.
It went down the street.
It was nuts. And here's the thing. Everyone in line was also on the online queue on their phone.
Really?
They were pulling double duty. And so at some point, Eccles was like, there are only 2 dates left. And they just let the entire building flood in. Like on our Insta story, it was just chaos as people flooded the Eccles.
So did they get tickets?
Wes and Monroe both got tickets. They got four each. You could only buy four per person.
I got a text. I got Hamilton tickets. Someone got? See?
You know, if you're going to be away from work the entire day, stand in line, at least you should come back with some tickets so you got something to show for it.
They were gone for such a long time.
Yeah. Because at first it was like, you know what? I'll be back in a half hour.
Yeah.
4 hours later.
Well, I don't think anyone of us expected that kind of a... I knew it was going to be popular.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
But what it was...
But here's the thing. I want to know how many of those people have actually seen it. And actually, if it's that good, or if it's just the hype, and people love hype. People love hype. They love camping out.
Yeah.
They're all about it around here.
It's to say you have the tickets.
Yeah, right. That's not worth it to me.
So if you have some extra and you want to give them to me for free, I'll definitely take them.
You want to go, don't you?
Yeah, I want to go.
But you don't have tickets.
No, and I can't afford what they're marked up to. What's up, Kayla?
Hi.
Hey, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. Yes, thank you.
I often wonder with Confess Your Crush Mondays if people stress about the fact that they have to do this on Monday. You know, like the whole weekend they're just worried about it. Like,
yeah, because what if it goes bad?
Yeah. Did we weigh heavily on your mind?
I am stressed, but I'm also kind of excited. Well, I also just feel like I'll feel better if I talk about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is good then. Tell us about the person that you have a crush on.
His name is Colin. We work in the same office building. We work at different companies, but we walk in at the same time every day. He holds the door open for me every day when we walk in. We both take the stairs because we're both, like, you know, active people. And so he opens the door for me. We take the stairs together. He's really handsome, kind of like, I don't know, like a rugged kind of handsome, and
girl. That's what I'm talking about.
Describing Jackson.
But he's so sweet. He's so sweet. Every morning, he's so sweet to me. And
can I ask you this? So you guys are walking up the stairs together, and do you guys converse during this time? I mean, okay. Wow, you guys must be in shape, because when we walk up the stairs, there is no conversation.
No. Winded.
I'm just trying not to pass out. And as you guys have talked over the time, like, has he ever mentioned, like, someone in his life, a girlfriend, like, before we call, like, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, no, he hasn't. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't feel as comfortable doing this. I mean, it's already kind of awkward, but, like, if I thought there was someone, I don't think I would.
Right, okay, good.
But I didn't get that impression.
Okay, so you're saying that he's ruggedly handsome. I definitely picked that up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's somewhat of a gentleman. I mean, he's opening the door for you every day.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Really sweet.
And he's fit. I'm telling you guys.
I'm just stuck on ruggedly handsome, so I get it, girl.
Well, Kayla, if you're ready, then we will call up Colin next, and, you know, we'll just try to make this match happen.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is Colin there?
Hi, this is Colin speaking.
Colin, what's up? It's John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. Mix 105.1.
Oh, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, we're thinking about doing that charity event where you climb all those stairs this year, and we're putting together a team. You want to be a part of it?
A team who climbs stairs? Sure, I walk the stairs at work every day.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to get your steps in? Are you just really into fitness? Like, what's going on with all the stair walking?
It's a good workout. You know, use it or lose it. So I figure I'll use it.
Okay, you know, I got you there, man. Hey, Colin, this is cool. Like, not only maybe can we bond on our team, but we can bond by having someone that is crushing on you. I don't know if you know this or not, but someone is in your life, yeah, who has a big crush on you.
Oh, my gosh. It's flattering. Someone has a crush on me?
Yeah, like, seriously, like, thinks that you're a ruggedly handsome.
Wow.
Wow. Ruggedly handsome.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you consider yourself ruggedly handsome?
I say handsome. The rugged, I dig it, though. I like that.
Okay. Also said that you have a great smile and you're very kind.
Could thank my mother for that, the years of braces.
Oh, your mom sounds like an angel.
Oh, man. Colin, so I could see why this person is into you. You seem very charming.
Yeah, and he likes his mom, flattered. And that's important.
Yeah. So tell me, are you kind of into what we're selling you right now?
Yeah, I'm very flattered, but I just started seeing someone a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
So that'll be problematic. But I'm I'm curious. I have to know who this is. Who has a crush on me? I'm super curious now.
Oh.
Now I don't want to say anything.
Oh, man.
Come on. Don't leave me in limbo, guys.
Well, I don't know, man. You chose to date someone else. Now I'm not sure. Well, okay. We might as well continue. She's on the line. The person on the line, do you want to say hi to Colin right now?
Hi.
Maybe tell Colin a little bit about how you know him, and let's see if Colin can figure out who you are.
We walk up the stairs.
Wait,
together.
I know you from work. We take the stairs together.
Oh, okay. Man, he knows right off the bat.
Yes. Oh.
Well, yes, we speak together. We speak to each other every day at work going up the stairs. Kayla, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kayla.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you would have said something a few weeks ago.
Oh, no. So, it sounds like, Colin, you're in a new relationship.
Yeah, I wish he would have said, I hope my girlfriend's not listening either. I wish you would have said something a few weeks ago. I really dig her.
Kayla's right, Colin. There was something between the two of you, right? Like, you guys did have some type of connection.
Hey, the couple that walks the stairs together stay together.
Oh, this is so cute.
Okay. Kayla. Oh, you should have called us a few weeks ago, Kayla. We could have made this work.
Oh, my God.
And the good news, Kayla, I think, is that he's not going to make it weird. Like, he seems like he's pretty cool with everything. So
you don't even have to
take the elevator.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh. Are you going to be okay, Kayla?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Hey, can we give you a dinner so you can still go out and have fun with some friends and enjoy yourself?
I would love that.
Okay, and will you guys promise me that you won't make it weird as you climb the stairs together?
Absolutely not. No weirdness at all.
All right, and I'm just going to go out on a limb, but I see this working.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really hope his girlfriend isn't listening. Jonathan, what are you saying?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw the story, but a Canadian ice skating duo is going to be using a cover of U2's With or Without You during their routine at the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
And the person who sings that cover is from Provo.
No way.
And get this, she's actually sitting between the two of you right now.
No way. I didn't see her there. That was crazy. That was magic.
Abra Maservi, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you.
First of all, you have a beautiful cover of U2's With or Without You that we're going to play here in a second.
Thank you.
And this Canadian ice skating duo hears the song online, and they're like, we should choreograph a routine to this version.
Kind of.
Is that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. The choreographer brought it to them.
Wow.
Because they were looking. They always had loved the song With or Without You. And so she found it. And then they just said, you know, we really connect with it, which meant so much to me
to hear. That's amazing. Yeah.
What I also found out was you actually were able to go out and see them perform this. So they're going to perform it at the Olympics, but they also performed this version at the Canadian Figure Skating Championships.
Yes, yeah.
And you were out there to see the choreography to your music.
Yes.
Okay, so you've already got to see it.
And it was mind-blowing and emotional.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. And then the coolest part about it is that it was an anonymous gift. So at Christmas, I received a letter, and in the letter were tickets, plane tickets, and the ticket to see the event. I had not planned on, you know, going out there.
Yeah.
And It was literally gifted to me. I still do not know who he or she or they are.
Wow.
And they sent me out there, and I got to see it live. I got to meet them.
Wow.
And talk to them, and they are so gracious and so beautiful.
So now that you've seen it, what do you think? Is there going to be a Canadian gold?
Yeah. You're pretty invested now.
You know, I have to say, I am a big fan of them, and I'm a big fan of, you know, so the other super cool thing that just adds to the amazingness of this whole thing is that just recently another anonymous donor, or I don't know who's behind this. I don't know if it's the same, different people. They are now sponsoring basically my flight. They covered the cost of my flight and the ticket to watch it. So I'm going to South Korea.
Because I was just going to ask that next. Are you going to be glued to the television?
Oh, I was planning on it. So this is just beyond a dream.
Up on our website at mix1051utah.com, we have all of April's information, including, I think, some like different tracks.
Yeah, I've just released a new album a week ago or so.
In studio, Utah's own April Masurvy. In fact, here is a piece of that song, With or Without You, that the Canadian duo will be skating to.
Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails, he makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you, with or without you.
Isn't that a beautiful rendition?
Yeah, she did
great.
So are you rooting for the US of A or Canada on this one?
You're allowed to have two loyalties.
Oh, uh-huh.
I now have two favorite nations. They're both on the American continent.
Right.
So Canada, yes, and USA, yes.
It's North America.
Yeah.
North America.
That's what I mean, North America. But I think for that song, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think I might be Canadian for that one. The rest of the time I can root for the USA.
Fair enough.
Because I'm a fan.
Hey, congratulations and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Asking you to choose the news this morning.
The IKEA Challenge. Have you heard of it? If not, you need to know about it.
I have the newest hot dog topping, and I am not on board.
Flowers are a bad idea. On Valentine's Day, just for voting, we'll put you into that drawing for Odyssey Dance Theater tickets. Good morning. I hate IKEA, but I need to hear about this challenge. I'm voting for Justin.
Why do you hate IKEA? Do you have a problem with great deals?
John, because it's so true. That's from Kelly in Kaysville. Let's see. John's story is blooming on me. I'm going with flowers today. Thanks, guys, from Jordan.
Mm. I love it.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yes.
No.
Let's go with Jackson today. My husband puts nacho cheese and jalapenos on his hot dogs, from Katie.
Yeah, that's what's up right there.
My brother hates hot dogs, so I got to know what the hot dog topping is. IKEA, I need to know. Moonbeam says flowers are a bad idea. They just die and wilt and get petals everywhere. What's the point? Hi, Chrissy. Good morning.
Hello.
Love you guys.
Oh, thanks, Christy. Go ahead. Choose the news.
I always think flowers are a bad idea Valentine's Day, so let's hear why.
Now, why do you not like flowers?
You know what? I tell my husband, don't buy me flowers on Valentine's Day. That's when everybody buys them, and they're twice as much. Buy them other times.
Buy them on the 15th.
Half price.
Listener Kim with her kids. We listen every morning. My kids love this segment. We're voting for Justin today. Merrick from Farmington. Jackson's story, because I love hot dogs and I don't want them ruined by a nasty new topping.
Yeah, don't try it. It actually seems kind of interesting.
Good morning. Gotta know what the IKEA challenge is. If it's assembling or disassembling or reassembling the same IKEA furniture, I've got that down. Hey guys, first time texter. I'm picking Justin today. Let's see here. The winner on Monday, February 12th, 2018, is Man Justin!
Yeah! All right, so the new IKEA challenge is, and Jackson was pretty much right, it's actually trying to spend 24 hours inside of an IKEA store.
No way!
Yeah, I say this because if your kid is missing, you might want to do this because this seems to be the new thing with like teenagers.
Wait, IKEA's, they're not open 24 hours.
No, they're not.
Okay.
And so the thing is can you hide yourself in an IKEA store and get away with it and spend 24 hours inside of an IKEA?
Okay, the responsible parent in me wants to tell everyone this is a bad idea.
It is.
The inner frat boy in me wants to do this so bad.
So bad.
Well, so bad.
It's becoming a thing because some parents are, you know, calling that their kids are missing. Really? It turns up that they found a few kids in IKEA stores.
Just hanging out?
Yes. And so this is kind of a PSA versus a challenge maybe for Jackson if you'd like to see if he could live in an IKEA store for 24 hours.
Where do you go to hide?
I don't know. I haven't been in a store in a long time.
Well, they have usually piles of beanbags.
Yes.
So I would hide underneath the beanbags. They're not going to look for you under there.
You're going to burrow down while they're closing up shop?
Yeah, I'm going to burrow in there.
I think I'd hide underneath a desk. I don't think they're looking underneath all the desks.
I don't know, man. They might be.
You think they're sending someone around that big old place?
Well, I just want to know what kind of desk doesn't have a gap under it. Like, they're going to see your little toes sticking out.
No one's looking
like,
that good.
You're going to be hiding like a Scooby-Doo villain where it's just like one arm's always out or, oh, no, the painting's eyes are moving.
That's right. I mean, seriously, though, I mean, if your kids, you should talk to your teenage kids. It's like,
right.
You know what? You can get in trouble if you try to live in an IKEA for 24 hours.
Terrible idea. We're going to have Jackson do it.
Yes,
that's what we've come up to with this.
I'm down.
All three stories are up online, mix1051utah.com. We also actually share our stories every day on our podcast page, which also is up on the website, /podcast. Justin's son hates comedy. It's that easy.
Yeah, we've noticed this now. All right, let me set it up for you.
Yeah.
I saw this guy on TV that kind of looked like Mr. Bean.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, hey, Morgan, do you know about Mr. Bean? It's great.
How old is Morgan?
11.
11 years old. Okay.
So I said, watch this. He's at a clip and he's like, yeah, it's not funny. I don't find that funny. I'm thinking, this is Mr. Bean. We've watched hours of Mr. Bean at least in my lifetime. I'm sure, John, you have too.
Mr. Bean entertained many a generation.
He doesn't understand a good British comedy is what he doesn't understand.
He doesn't speak. He does pure physical comedy.
Uh-huh.
And it was huge.
Ugh.
20. You didn't. Wait, what? Wait.
No.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
No, Mr. Bean is not funny, you guys.
You've never enjoyed Mr. Bean?
I've never enjoyed Mr. Bean.
Really?
I don't get it. I don't understand why it's supposed to be funny.
Every once in a while you get a whoa. That's about all he ever says. Whoa. Whoa.
You do a great Mr. Bean impression.
Well, thank you.
So let me ask you this. Morgan, who's 11, who doesn't like Mr. Bean.
Right.
Have you tried Monty Python?
I got to as far as where I pulled it up on my phone to where there was maybe the night scene to where he loses all of his limbs.
That's only a flesh wound.
Yes.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Right.
Hilarious. But I was afraid he wasn't going to like it. But he only thinks one person's funny.
Who?
Kevin Hart.
Well.
Kevin Hart's pretty
funny.
That's
fair. Kevin Hart's funny.
But you need to be cultured. What's wrong with Mr. Bean? What's wrong with Monty Python and the Holy Grail? A lot of these great classics.
I turn to Jackson once again.
I'm not saying
Monty Python.
Yeah?
I've never seen the Monty Python movie.
Stop it!
You're killing me.
I've never seen one. Listen, I'm going to get a bunch of hate because I know that that's what. But the fact that everyone in my school loved it so much growing up made me never want to watch it.
You ever saw the rabbit attack him?
No.
Oh, that's such all good stuff.
Still not clear
his companion,
what a
Patsy?
Holy Grail is.
They're walking down the street with coconuts, making it sound like they're riding horses.
So your son doesn't like to laugh is what I'm learning about
all
this.
That's what I've learned, too.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. He's out of the family, out of the will.
Pretty much at this point in time, until he can come around and be a fan of Mr. Bean.
That's when it changes.
Yeah, then we'll welcome him back with open arms.
Hey, what do you think is the number one gift that will least likely lead a romance on Valentine's Day?
The number one gift that will not...
Yeah. You won't get any num-num with this gift.
Num-num. I hate that word.
Cafe Rio, like I'm going to bring home.
Mm. I don't know. For the right person.
It'll work at your house?
Yeah.
Mexican food in general, probably not a great idea.
Oh, come on.
If you're trying to... What was it?
Num-num?
Yeah.
Yeah. Power tools.
Well, come on.
45% of people say, don't you be bringing home power tools on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Number two, video games.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, yeah, because it keeps you separated. Unless you play video games together, in which case, do you know anyone else that you could hook me up with?
27% say tickets to a sporting event.
I don't know. It could be fun, though.
Like, good news, honey. I bought us tickets to see the Jazz. They're on a streak.
You want to see how I feel about sports football on a holiday? Check out the video that we posted.
Also, 15% say a shopping spree, which I kind of find to be... very romantic.
Yeah, that would be good. Because if you can afford to do it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here you go, hon.
Could you imagine taking Lori over to like Nordstrom's and being like, the world is your oyster.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah.
Let loose.
Yeah, crazy. Starting this week on February 15th, so the day after Valentine's Day, we're going to kick it off again, 105 Days of Love. Have you guys been thinking much about what you want to do this year, how you're going to make a difference in someone's life for 105 days? Oh, man, both of you.
There's a lot of crickets. I think it's sneaking up on Jackson and I to where we're like, holy cow, it's this week. We got to get started.
Yeah, it happened quick. It came out of nowhere.
Hey, it's what we do every year.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
105 Days of Love, if you've never heard it before, we challenge you to do a random act of kindness every single day for 105 days. I'm telling you about it now so you don't have the looks that Jackson and Justin just had on their face.
Yeah, I won't bring that later this week.
I got to ask a question in our podcast because I was never able to ask it on air this morning.
Sure.
Jackson, what are you typing with this one listener on our text? Because I look at it right now and I'm going, what is happening between you and a listener?
She got saucy. Is that for no reason? Yeah. Well, because basically during the show, I talked about how the ice cream scene in 50 Shades, I'm like, that just looks really uncomfortable, smearing ice cream on someone and licking it off.
Right.
Because, like, you'd be so sticky. And then she goes, it's not always a bad thing to be sticky. Trying to be all sexy. I was like, no, girl, I can assure you, it is a bad thing to be sticky. It's the worst. Like having wet socks. Ugh. And then she responded in a big way.
Then she decided to share it all with Jack.
Did she?
Yeah. And the world.
Yep. She sent a lot to me. I'm not going to repeat it. It made me blush, which is hard to do.
Wow.
I feel like I need to write back like, this is a public text forum.
I hope you know many stations have access to this text feed.
All right, this is the part of the podcast where we try to share with you the stories that were not picked for Choose the News. Justin won today with a good story, too.
It is. It's the new thing. It was the IKEA challenge.
Yeah, it was a solid one.
So it's Jackson and myself. Do you want to go or you want me to go?
I'll do mine because it's quick.
Okay.
All right, so there's a popular new hot dog topping, peanut butter. You know how a lot of people are like super against ketchup on hot dogs?
Yeah.
Imagine serving those people a peanut butter hot dog.
That seems... No. Well, yes. Here's why. I have had a peanut butter hamburger before.
It's not horrible.
I'll bet that's good.
It's not horrible.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, I like this. So my guess is it's going to be something like that.
Well, the people at Food & Wine magazine tried it out, and they said that it was surprisingly good. And apparently the peanuts pair well with the mystery meats. They were complementary flavors, according to Food & Wine magazine.
Do you use the chunky or do you use the
creamy?
I think you got to go chunky.
Chunky, huh?
Because you know, it's like you've had Asian dishes that have like peanuts in it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like along that line to where it's gonna help it out.
Yeah, that's fair.
You ever chop up a hot dog and put in some macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, you're describing the only thing I ate from age like 6 to 11.
It's made you who you are today.
That's right.
You can also do it in cup of noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Or top ramen. You can really put a hot dog.
On anything.
Almost in anything, yeah. All right. My story had to do with a survey by the Caption Fragrance Company. I don't know. Yeah. They revealed that 46% of women are disappointed when they receive a Valentine's Day bouquet. They don't want flowers.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
50% of women don't like flowers because fresh flowers never last.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're just a responsibility. Like, you got to change the water. You got to, like, give it a little plant food.
No,
like,
you really don't. You just put them out and you let them die and you throw them out. Like,
give me one more thing to take care of.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog.
Buy what, like a shrub?
Right. So it can,
yeah, I mean, I'd go straight up Edward Scissorhands and... chop up all their shrubbery.
77% of women would rather receive something else than flowers for Valentine's Day. Well, sure, we all want jewelry, but you know what? Sometimes we can't afford jewelry.
No, I'm on a flower budget.
Yeah.
30% of women feel fresh flowers are a waste of money. Wow, they did not survey my wife.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, I
like flowers in a house, though. Like, when you have fresh ones on the table.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I like flowers.
It's kind of fancy.
Around.
Jen has never bought me flowers, and I'm a little bitter about it, just so you know.
Jen, listen, girl. You need to do it because I won't deal with him for the rest of the day like this.
12% of men say buying Valentine's Day flowers from a gas station is a last resort. Justin, I turn to you.
I totally would do it.
Yeah.
Is Maverick selling flowers this year?
I don't know of many gas stations that still sell the flowers.
No, but I can get them at Smith's, but if Maverick had them, I would totally buy them.
We have a guy in here who comes in like twice a week.
Dave
the flower guy, and has flowers. I bought from him before. They did not last a long time. 22% of men buy Valentine's Day flowers because they're an easy option when they have forgotten to buy something else. You know how you do when you go like that morning? And right. Yeah.
Because you completely spaced it.
I bought my card already because I accidentally gave it to Jen already. So I'm good. We don't do gifts, so.
Right. Know. So yeah. You're all set.
Yeah. There you go. That's that. We never got to this today. Time magazine claims Bermuda's athletes wore shorts to the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics.
I didn't see that.
Wait, for real?
Well, because Bermuda, their Bermuda shorts
right.
is actually what you wear to court. So you wear a suit top with shorts. That's the actual like fashion design in Bermuda.
Okay.
And that's where Bermuda shorts come from. So they wore their outfit that they wear, you know, when
like they're going out clothes, yeah. nice clothes.
Temps were in the low 20s at the time they walked Whoa. Into the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like 20 degrees. What were they thinking?
Better not catch a cold.
It's the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Trying to be cool.
Am I the only one who, I don't feel like the buzz is there for the Winter Olympics this year. Am I crazy?
No, I think you're kind of there.
Well, I'm telling you that later today there's going to be a blog post on Mix1051Utah.com that might get you excited. I'm putting together a list of all of the thirst trap athletes out there.
It got Jackson excited, I'll tell you that much.
I'm really into the Olympics all of a sudden, guys.
What else? Oh, Jackson, you wanted to talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. What is this?
Have you... Oh, my gosh, you guys. It's a show on the CW, which... Stay with me, I know. It's a
no, I left you at CW because you know what? I'm not 12.
It's fine. Whatever. You probably wouldn't get it anyway. It's much smarter than you. It's this show about... It's a musical, and it's really interesting, a musical TV show. And this woman drops everything she does in New York. She's a high-power lawyer in New York to move across the country to West Covina, California, to be with a guy that she doesn't really know at all. They kind of just dated in camp during the summer.
Okay.
And she just goes nuts and, like, jumps into his life. But the new season, season 3, she finally gets diagnosed. She's like, she's genuinely mentally ill. And the way they handle it blew me away. It was so good. Trigger warning, though, they do show a suicide attempt. Like, straight up show the suicide attempt.
Wow.
And it is intense. So if you haven't been watching it, you have to watch this show.
This isn't the one that Ted Mosby's in, is it?
Who's Ted Mosby?
Oh, no kidding. Is he in one of these?
Ted Mosby from... Yeah, Ted Mosby's the character's name.
I don't know his real name.
How I Met Your Mother. He's in some new
show. Oh, Josh
show.
Radner? No, he's not in this.
He's not in this?
Ted no. Mosby.
That has to do with like a musical number.
At least he's working.
I seeing it a lot? Oh, I think it's on with the Olympics.
I'll tell you who was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Josh Groban. And he was great.
No one's going to watch your stupid show.
I want you all to watch it, please, and get back to me. You're really going to love it.
That does it for us. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Another brand new podcast tomorrow. And we're going to play a new game in tomorrow's podcast that you're going to want to listen to called... What is it called?
Are You Smarter Than a Millennial?
Yeah.
I'm leaving that in.